Today, I'm going to show you a good class bungalow in the Belmore area. This house is a two-story GCB, come with a 16,000 square feet of land and 7,000 of build-up. This area, I will say, easily park a dozen cars. Can you imagine how big is this house? Come, let me show you around. So first and foremost, we have this beautiful foyer area. And there is a circular wall here that you can walk by both ways. You can walk towards this. Currently, we are on the first floor because it's a kind of a sunken elevation. And first and foremost, come follow me in. This is the first bedroom. Altogether, there are five bedrooms here. And this is one of the first bedrooms. You can see how spacious is this room is. It also comes with an ensuite bath. Come, take a look. Marble finishing. All right. Okay. Come, let me show you the other bedroom at the other far end of the house. So one thing I like about this house is that this is kind of the house that is designed and built about 20 over years ago, if I'm not wrong. So over here, from the first floor, you can see the beautiful living area, very high ceiling, all right? So this will be the other second bedroom. You will give this bedroom a miss first, come. Then there are another common bedroom at the extreme end of this house. So this house is so big. I would say that you need at least two helpers to clean up this house every day. So this is another common bedroom. So you see, wow, this house is really, really, very huge. This is like the size of my living room, to be very frank, or even bigger than my living room in my house. So over here, this will be the attached bathroom. And one thing I'd like to share with you here is, can you imagine this? This is so huge. I will share with you the second floor. Come. So what's your take about living in such a good class bungalow in Singapore? To be very frank, for those that can afford to stay in a good class bungalow, I consider them to be the top 1% of the population. Because today, a good class bungalow easily costs $25 million and above, depending on land size and location. So over here at the lower floor, which is considered as the first floor, you have a very spacious and very, I would say that colonial style kind of living area. The living area that overlook your swimming pool. Come take a look at the swimming pool area. You have your own private swimming pool. And if you notice that you can't even see your neighbor surrounding this good class bungalow are all trees, very mature, big trees. You can't even see your neighbor. You don't even know who is your neighbor is. Correct or not? I think this is one of the perks of living in a good class bungalow because ultimately, you don't know who's your neighbor. And to be very frank, you also do not want to know who's your neighbor. So this is the dining area. Can you imagine this place? I don't think it's a dining area. I think it's better to be a mahjong room. You see? Over here, you can play mahjong. No? I think it's better. No? Correct or not? Come. Let me show you another two bedrooms at the lower floor. They are almost identical in sizes for the top level and the bottom level. So you can see this is another bedroom that overlooks the swimming pool. Okay. Although I would say that this swimming pool needs to be maintained because it's currently put up for rental. How much is the rental? $36,000. So if you have $36,000 to spend, you can always come over here and rent this place. So we come with an attached bathroom. Obviously, this house needs to be cleaned up because it's currently vacant. And let me show you another bedroom at the other far end of the house. But before we go to the bedroom, let me share with you the kitchen. Come. This is an enclosed kitchen, top and bottom built-in cabinets. Come with a fridge, come with an oven, you know. Then over here, you have a service yard. You have both a wet, dry kitchen as well as a wet kitchen. And this is a wet kitchen. You even have a small room. I think this is the helper's room at the back of the house. Okay, you can take a look. And there are some extra yard area where you can basically do your laundry area over here. Okay. Then there's also two bathrooms. There's one bathroom here. And I think, okay, this is the helper's room. So in short, you have a helper's room as well as a storeroom at the other far end of the house. And last but not least, let me share with you the other bedroom. So there's also a storeroom here. It's also the place where there's a DB box. It's over at the below the staircase. And as you see, there's a common bathroom over here. And this will be the last bedroom. It also come with his attached bathroom, which is just now what we see. So you can have it. This is a big, good glass bungalow. If you have never seen a good glass bungalow, this is the kind of space the privileged are staying. So here, if you are interested to rent this house at 36,000 per month, kindly give me a call.